We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Seltzer's always good with that stuff. Seltzer hears a song reference during the show. Like Tone in the barbershop referencing Prince. And it just comes right back. Seltzer's sort of sharp like that, wouldn't you say, Richard?
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of sharp like that.
Sort of the operative word there.
Cheddar Camera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP from the NovaCare Complex. Eagles with a practice in about 2 hours. First full squad practice. We will chronicle every single pass, every single catch, and perhaps every single drop of Eagles practice today. Our eyes will see it all. No, it's a day of positivity. Every ball will be caught. Every pass will be thrown well. Marcus Smith will not be here. All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP, 888-729-9494. Reasons for optimism today. John, Marcus Smith, let's just wrap it up, okay? Let me just ask you this question out of the gate, and then I want your eulogy of the Marcus Smith era of Eagles football. How many tackles do you think Marcus Smith had in his career with the Philadelphia Eagles?
Wow. Oh, man. 15?
Seltzer, how many tackles do you think Marcus Smith had in his career with the Philadelphia Eagles?
I'll go slightly higher. I'll go 30.
Boy, you guys are almost right in the middle. Marcus Smith, first-round draft pick from 3 years ago, had a grand total of 23 tackles in his Eagles career.
That is so embarrassing.
He had 23 tackles, guys. Guys, he only had 16 times where he tackled the guy without help. He had 7 assistant tackles. He had 16 primary tackles. He had 23 tackles for his Eagles career. He had 23 tackles, John. Not sacks. He had 23 tackles. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
All right, so Marcus Amazing. Smith, Richie, I cede the floor to you, and then right back to the calls. Put a bow on the Marcus Smith era of Eagles football. One of the biggest busts we've ever seen. Put a bow on it.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Marcus Smith, we were hoping
I'm laughing,
for more.
But it's not
we were
funny.
Hoping for more all the way back to the day that we drafted
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were hoping for a player we at least recognized in the first round, and no one did. There were commentators scrambling to find their notes when you were drafted because no one expected you to go where you did. And to be fair, it's not your fault that you were drafted in the first round.
All right.
It is your fault that you decided not to show up this entire offseason. It is your fault that you didn't improve at any point in your career 3 years in Philadelphia. So, in summation, I hope the best for you. I really do, because it's nothing to joke about, a guy's life completely changing and, you know, having to up and relocate.
Look at Richie.
But I think the best case,
heartfelt by Richie.
Listen, the best case scenario is that you will be having the opportunity to relocate, because based on what you've put on film in your career here in Philadelphia, it's hard for me to imagine teams clamoring for your services right now.
Oh, his career could be over in his career could be over in 2 months, or it could be over in a year.
He's got a lot to prove.
He does.
And I say this all the time. Teams believe if you've done it once, you can in this league, you can do it again. Well, he's done it never in this league. And I don't, like I said, he'll be very fortunate if a team gives him an opportunity.
Yeah.
When that occurs, count your lucky stars and do things completely differently than you did here in Philadelphia, because there was no improvement to be had or witnessed.
Awful. I mean, my summation of Marcus Smith, it was an awful draft pick. Howie Roseman, obviously Chip pinned it on Howie. That whole Chip Howie thing was really ugly when Chip said that in the press conference. You know, it's bad value for the season. You're supposed to get the last year of a guy's contract, fourth year, get some production. They get zero production. They got basically no production in the first 3 years. It's a total whiff. It's a total swing and a miss. It's one of the biggest busts in Philadelphia sports history. I mean, John, he ranks high up there. I mean, the list of busts, and we can get into it as far as some of the all-time busts. I mean, he's pretty damn high up there. I mean, it's hard to imagine he's not in the top 5 or 6 or 7 of busts in Philadelphia sports history. I mean, they got basically nothing for Marcus Smith. When I say to you biggest bust in Philly sports history, a biggie. Give me a biggie. It can be a trade. It can be a free agent acquisition. It can be a draft pick. By the way, I think the Eagles probably own the real estate on this. I bet you they have at least half the bust in Philly sports history. Give me a big bust in Philly sports history besides Marcus Smith.
A guy who I watched early in his career shut people down in man.
Yeah.
Nnamdi Asamoah.
Awful.
Remember the contract.
Awful.
Was it $60 million over 5 years for a cornerback back in 2011? Completely broke the bank, set a new standard for what an amazing lockdown cornerback would be paid, and then he wasn't that cornerback.
Awful, awful. Nnamdi is one of the great busts in Philadelphia sports history. There's no question about it. There's a bunch of others. You guys tell us. Give us a great bust. When I say great, an awful bust, a horrendous bust, a big bust, Philly sports history, a free agent signing, a player that the Philly Sixers, Eagles, Flyers traded for, or obviously a draft pick like Marcus Smith. Give us an all-time bust in addition to everything we're talking about today. 888-729-9494. Let's go to Chris in South Jersey. What's up, Chris?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Chris.
I'm just going to – Andrew Bynum.
Oh, yeah,
horrible.
Boy.
Every time we talk about this stuff, Andrew Bynum. Andrew Bynum
yeah.
forever.
Yeah.
Like, the worst thing in sports
It was
ever.
Bad.
Like,
it was bad.
Horrible.
Yep.
I think the biggest thing about this Eagles team that we can be optimistic of is you look at the last 5 years of the city and what these teams have done. We, this year, Howie, Joe Douglas, Jeffrey Lurie, everybody said, we're not going to trust the process. We're not going to tear down the build back up. We can win. We have the centerpiece, or we think we have a centerpiece. But we're going to build around that. And we're not just going to build around that. We're going to try to build the best team. And that's something as a Philly fan that, you know, obviously now we can with the Sixers, but that's something you can be optimistic about.
Well, John referenced the plan, and I'm glad there's a plan. I found it a little strange. I felt like they almost halved it a little bit, and that
right.
It seemed like they were building for the future, but then they went for some guys this year. But it's also only one-year deals. So it was a little bit of a confusing offseason trying to kind of follow the plan. They talked about no Band-Aids, and it felt like they got some Band-Aids. So it was just a little confusing from that standpoint. But generally speaking, what I sensed – is that obviously they want to build this thing around Wentz. They want to be strong around the line to protect Wentz. And
right.
they wanted to create some degree of financial flexibility for years moving forward with one-year deals. If I had to say what their plan was, that's sort – and then obviously it's always rooted, but in this case with a new strategic preparer in Joe Douglas and making sure you draft well.
Yes, but obviously, Joe, I come bearing possibly good news.
Good
for
news.
You.
What do you got?
In the search for the Hammer Sexy Single competition, getting you in there, getting
okay.
you the credit you deserve.
Do you know someone at the Daily News?
No, okay. but I did a little bit of reconnaissance, a.k.a. I listened to the morning show.
Yes, I heard about
and,
this.
And yes, and Misha Johnson, you know, we all know her. She is clearly she was voted Sexy Single. Who voted for her, we don't know. But you were slighted okay.
Wait, I was slighted okay? What does that mean? I didn't hear this, but people were shooting me text message. What was
that? Maybe we have that. Does Jimmy have that?
What was said, Chris?
Everyone, except honestly everyone, literally everyone from Forzetta to Al to everybody
okay.
brought up your name because they started talking about, you know, how great the name of the Hammer is, and I'm saying, well, of course, we all know the only Hammer, the one and only Hammer, the 24-1 Hammer.
Well, thank you.
And then they started talking about, you know, Joe was complaining about not being the Sexy Single. And then someone said, well, hey, we're looking for a guy for Misha. Why don't we talk about the only Hammer, Joe's camera? And then she calls in and says you're adorable and amazing, and the only reason that, you know, she won't necessarily go after you is because you're considered family to her. So here's what I'm saying.
Because we work for the same.
You,
okay. Go
you
ahead.
Richie, and Seltzer, a new job. And then you guys can date. I see no problem with that.
So I got to resign from WIP, part of CBS. Chris, great phone call, man.
And we have to go with you, too, apparently.
Yeah, I don't like that part.
That's kind of sad, though. I mean, I like doing the show.
Yeah.
John, if I had to choose between Misha Johnson or doing the show, man, I mean, you know, what do you do then?
I hope you make the right choice, Joe. We're all tied together on this one. Man.
I don't know. I don't know what – I didn't hear this, but people were texting me.
Hey, Jimmy, do you have the sound from
– I do.
The denial?
I do.
This morning?
Was it a denial? I mean, is that what it is?
I mean, we can listen.
All right. We will get to that early in the 11 o'clock hour. Let's go to Julie in Royersford. Julie, you're on WIP.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi, Julie.
Good morning. John, I hope you guys had the whole Ritchie family had a good transition with your move.
Thank you very much. It's
okay,
working
settling
well.
Settling into the main line. You know, it's not the city. It's the main line.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get. Yeah. I mean, I hear that thrown around.
Okay. Yeah, definitely not the city.
You're hoity-toity out there, Ritchie. You're one of those guys.
I know.
So,
dude, this is like when Rocky moved into a mansion in Rocky 3. You remember that?
Yeah, and then he got brain damage
and he went back
was evicted. Right. I think I'm more toward that portion,
right, okay.
The Rocky V part.
So my bust for you guys, I'm going back. It's a little bit more my time, but my bust is Sean Bradley.
Oh, yeah, boy. Maybe number one ever. Maybe.
You know, not such a shock, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Let's put it this way. He did not revolutionize basketball, as was predicted. Yeah.
And my Eagles, yay, my optimism is Rasul Douglas, who I love.
Okay.
I think he's a great kid. He's got a great story. And, you know, respect of his college team. So I'm really hoping for good things for him.
Well, we all are, and he's important. He's important for this year to try to create some stability, and he's certainly important for the future to try to be a quality cornerback. I mean, we've talked a lot, you know, about through the years when the Eagles were good at corner, they were pretty damn good, and when they were bad at corner, they were generally pretty bad. So, you know, it's Julie, appreciate the call. It's important. It really is. I mean, trying to, you know, get the Sheldon and Lito thing going again the way they had it all those years ago. Hopefully these guys can hold it down for a number of years, and we'll see if he can prove it out. 888-729-9494. Right, what exactly was said on the morning show today? This Misha Johnson thing, the sexy single thing. All I said is it was an outrage I wasn't in sexy single. Next thing you know, it sets up where people are trying to, you know, set me up with one of the fine-looking women of Philadelphia, who does happen to work for our same company, so that creates a little bit of a weird dynamic.
You think that's probably the only reason she's
I got to hear what she said. I mean, I can't comment on it until I hear what was said. Yeah. I will hear that next. We'll keep rocking the calls as well. And I'm sure that Ritchie will have great fun at my expense. We'll find out what the hell was said. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.